It's been nearly 2 years since state health officials announced a major outbreak of hepatitis C at Exeter Hospital. The cause of that outbreak was what's known as drug diversion, a hospital worker stealing drugs and tainting syringes that were later used on patients. Now, court documents show there's been another case of drug diversion at Exeter Hospital, though it doesn't appear this one will raise the same level of concern about public health as that of the outbreak. Aaron Sanborn has been reporting on this case for Seacoast Media Group, and he joins me now with more. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Could you first tell us about the man at the center of this case and what he's accused of doing?
The individual in this case is named Peter McGlynn, and he's described in court documents as a former emergency medical technician who had worked at Exeter Hospital. And the court documents alleged that in this case, he was at the hospital on January 16th, 2013, and a nurse had asked for assistance with giving some fentanyl to a patient. According to the documents, he started the line, but the patient indicated that they weren't feeling any pain relief. It was supposed to be 100 micrograms, and the nurse at the time realized that that was a significant amount of fentanyl, and it should have worked. She ended up getting an order to put another 50 milligrams into the patient, and that helped. And at that point, she was a little suspicious that Mr. McGlynn did not administer the fentanyl to the patient, and she also had concerns about his behavior, and she reported him.
And that led to an internal investigation at Exeter Hospital. And you mentioned the court documents, which shows that there's already a plea agreement that's been reached in this case.
That's correct. This is kind of an unusual case where it happened in 2013, and apparently this individual was just charged on April 15th, and there was really no alert to the media about this at all. We just kind of found it looking on an online database of federal cases.
Now that you've been reporting on this, what have prosecutors or Exeter Hospital said, if anything?
We have not heard a word from federal prosecutors yet. The hospital is saying that they really can't say much because it's still an ongoing case. They're just kind of confirming that he did at one point work at the hospital and that he no longer works there. There was a complaint and they followed protocol with the internal investigation.
The defendant's lawyer has made statements. What is he saying?
His attorney, Mark Sisti. We'd asked about this case, obviously, because with the David Kwiatkowski case still being very prevalent in everyone's memories, we wanted to kind of see if this was like a similar case of drug diversion where this may have been repeated more than once. And the attorney, Mr. Sisti, was very adamant that his client only did this once and it was an isolated incident. And he said that the patient in this case was not harmed, and he was very adamant about that. And then he went on to say that Mr. McGlynn is a professional EMT who's been contracted by multiple hospitals in the past and has even worked as a firefighter in southern Rockingham County. And he went on to describe him as a heck of a guy who's valued in the medical profession.
You mentioned that the hospital said all protocols were followed as they started to learn about what was allegedly going on in this case. The state report after the hepatitis C outbreak, after the Kwiatkowski case, said that hospitals needed to do more to prevent and detect cases of drug diversion. It seems like the next question coming out of this investigation is, does it show that those efforts are better than they were before the outbreak, or whether there are still problems?
Yeah, that is a good question. And I think it's kind of hard to say so far from what we've learned in this case. I think there's still a lot more to be learned. And one thing from the court documents in this case, it does indicate that the nurse in this case, once she had suspicions, was very quick about reporting it, and the internal investigation seemed to have started immediately. But as far as everything else, it's just too little of a sample size from these documents to really say. His next court date is May 21st at the U.S. District Court in Concord, and his attorney, Mr. Sisti, said that a lot more about this case would come out then.
Aaron Sanborn, thanks as always for talking with me.
No problem. Thank you.
You can find a link to Aaron's reporting for Seacoast Media Group on this case at nhpr.org.